And thanks for joining me this evening. This is Aaron Hay with you on Classical 90.5 FM. The Mizzou International Composers Festival is coming up from July 23rd through the 28th here in Columbia, Missouri. We'll have a lot of incredible composers and musicians in town during that time. And here at Mizzou Music, we'll be giving many of them a chance to tell us about themselves and their music and what we can look forward to at the end of July. Joining me this evening is Oren Bonet. Oren, welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Mizzou Music.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Oren. Where do you come from? What are you doing now?
Well, I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and now I'm living in Oakland, California, doing my PhD in composition at UC Berkeley. Have a couple more years here, and then I'll see where I go from there.
Nice. How did you get into music and composition in the first place?
Well, I started playing trumpet at around the age of 10, and I still play trumpet to this day. And, I guess I wanted to be an orchestral trumpet player, and then I started composing around the age of 14. For some reason, I was jealous of some horn player who composed, and I wanted to show that I could compose too, so I started composing for fun. And then eventually, when I got to the college level, I was a trumpet major in the conservatory, but then switched to composition. And it all went from there, yeah, and since then I'm composing. I still play trumpet, though, so I still consider myself both a trumpeter and a composer.
Right, and you've composed a couple of pieces where, you know, it's the trumpet is featured over, like, a kind of an electronic music.
That's right, yeah, that's right, and I plan to keep doing that.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So, tell me about Winter Walks That Gravel My Voice. It's a piece that you sent to me. I listened to it. It's a really interesting piece. It's stark, and it uses a lot of sounds that I think come from nature. What was your process like on writing that piece?
Okay, so that piece, of course, it's for a viola soloist with a sort of ensemble of 14 musicians. And for me, that was challenging because the viola is not the loudest instrument in the world, so it's a difficult thing to be able to orchestrate such that the audience will be able to hear the viola as a soloist over the rest of the ensemble. And so, as you've heard the piece, the first 2 minutes are this kind of viola cadenza, which sort of, for me, that viola cadenza, those first 2 minutes are kind of a teaching point musically. So they're supposed to sort of teach the audience what is the language of this piece, what are the characters of this piece, because I think even in that viola part alone, there are different sort of actual characters. I really think of them as characters in a story. And they're kind of talking to each other. And then I think from that point on, when the ensemble first wakes up and comes in, they're also speaking the language that the viola has taught the audience. You know, so then the viola gets spread out among the ensemble. And I think then from then on, it becomes for me kind of like the viola is this kind of stationary, maybe lamppost or something, let's say. Some object that gets okay. illuminated from different angles with different colors, and then it's a sort of journey to discover how that character changes when we shine different light upon it, things like that.
Well, that's a really beautiful way to describe it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So speaking of describing things, and it sounds like you have a gift for telling a story, Lug, another piece, works kind of the same way. It really seems to paint a picture. What was going through your mind when you kind of wrote that? Because it at times feel like it's, like, especially like when the larger bass tones come in, and it does feel like, you know, almost like somebody carrying something or dragging something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, let me think about that piece now.
Okay.
I mean, so for me, always the process is something about storytelling, definitely. So that's something that I'm very attracted to. This kind of idea of narrative, but it's never, of course, something so concrete. Like, I never have a particular story in mind. It's just I start from trying to come up with characters, and these are musical characters, and I think that those characters should evoke a very strong image in the listener's mind. And then so in Lug, just similar to Winter Walks, but from a different perspective, because in Lug there's no soloist. I try to have these kind of, yeah, I think characters that I create by having different instruments in the ensemble making certain sounds that when played together, it gives a very strong, let's say, sonorous image, you know, some musical image. And in that piece, in Luck, it was something quite abrasive, you know. So I think from the very beginning, we get a sort of very I mean, and sometimes it's a kind of monstrous piece, but in a very humorous way, you know, like, I think I, before I wrote that piece, I heard some kind of obscure Haydn symphony. I don't even remember which number now. And I remember that in that Haydn symphony, there was this, it's very simple, and there was this bass line that keeps going and going and going. And it sounded kind of funny to me, and I thought it would be funny to take that very humorous, very lighthearted bass line and make it something very abrasive. I thought that kind of combination of an abrasive, monstrous thing with something funny is something that just kind of made me laugh in my head. So I think that's where I started with that piece, and then it went on from there.
Nice. Okay. So that being said, tell us about the piece that you're bringing here for the Mizzou International Composers Festival for Alarm Will Sound.
Sure. So that piece, I would say, a lot, you know, goes along the same lines. It, for me, always tells a story, and I started, again, with the characters. I always start with the characters. And but this one, I would say, is more mechanical. So it's very actually mechanical. I mean, and again, in a sort of juxtaposing sense, like it actually starts with a solo in the double bass. You know, the double bass is an instrument that, you know, you wouldn't normally start a piece with a solo in the double bass. But I decided to do that because it was an instrument for me that I very much love, that is very soft in character, very warm, sometimes funny because it's so low, but if you know, it can sound funny in some ways, but it can also sound mysterious and ominous. And then come characters later that are very mechanical, and which juxtapose that double bass in so many ways, because the double bass is so not, it's not the sharpest instrument, you know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. it's maybe a bit duller. And so for me, it's about that juxtaposition, about juxtaposing very mechanical, industrial maybe kind of things with very human types of sensibility. And that combination is very interesting to me. So then the clash between those two is, I think, what this piece is about.
Nice. Well, we certainly look forward to hearing it here at the Mizzou International Composers Festival. That'll be on Saturday, July 28th, I think, that you're...
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and we're... Well, of course, I tell everybody, it's a very busy weekend, so... But we're really looking forward to it here in Columbia, and we're looking forward to having you here. So thank you so much, Oren, for taking a moment and talking to us here at Mizzou Music. Thanks again. This is Oren Bonet, storyteller, musician, composer, trumpeter, and all-around great interview subject.
Thank you very much.